Thanks for joining me on episode 1015 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, a special rebroadcast of episode 15. Thanks for joining.
I'm Jeff Brown from the Read to Lead Podcast, challenging you to reach true success in business and in life through consistent and intentional reading. One way to be inspired to success is to listen to this, the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, with my friend Scott Mader.
I know a lot of people that actually sit down. They say budgeting doesn't work. Making spending plans doesn't work. Doing this stuff doesn't work. Because they sit down and they make this intricate plan, and then they put it in a drawer and they don't ever look at it again. Yeah, that's not going to work. That's not really doing the process, because you're not holding yourself accountable to that plan. Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world. In this week's episode, we talk with you about how accountability isn't a negative word, but it feels that way because of the threat of punishment or pain. We're going to talk some about how you can build in accountability with money, whether you're married or single, and a little bit about a weekly meeting that you should have with yourself to hold yourself accountable. If you remember back in episode 5 and episode 10, we've been talking about and doing a money audit, looking at our spending and tracking that and examining how it lines up with our goals and our calling. Very soon, we're going to be talking about and looking forward at doing a spending plan, otherwise known as a budget, but I try to always remember to use the term spending plan instead of budget because for some reason, people don't like the word budget. Oftentimes, I think they think it sounds like no. The word no, but somehow spending plan sounds better. And you can look forward to that episode soon. But right now, before we talk about actually getting into the budget, I want to talk about another word that people love to hate other than budget. And that word is accountability. Like how I was talking about how influence has come to be seen as a negative word, often accountability has a negative connotation to people as well. It's really not a negative word. It's really not bad. It simply means taking responsibility or taking ownership of something. It has to do with owning something emotionally yourself. The truth is, accountability only feels negative because a lot of times it's accompanied by either a threat of or actual punishment and pain. I'm going to hold you accountable, and because of that, you're fired. That hurts, and that's not the only meaning or use of accountability. In fact, I would say that's not even really accountability. That's punishment. That's revenge. So let's talk about accountability and money. Single or married, you have to figure out ways to build in accountability. You have to figure out ways of seeing if you're on track with your money. We're going to talk about a spending plan, which is a plan for your money, but it's all well and good to make a plan. If you don't hold yourself accountable to that plan, you'll never follow through. I know a lot of people that actually sit down. They say budgeting doesn't work. Making spending plans doesn't work. Doing this stuff doesn't work. Because they sit down and they make this intricate plan, and then they put it in a drawer and they don't ever look at it again. Yeah, that's not going to work. That's not really doing the process because you're not holding yourself accountable to that plan. Now, I'll be honest. If you're a married person, sometimes, or if you're in a relationship and you have a partner of some sort, accountability comes a little easier sometimes because you have a built-in accountability partner. If you go out and you spend a lot of money and you come home, odds are really good that your partner, your spouse, is going to look at you and going to ask some questions, probably some pretty tough questions. But in a way, that also makes it hard, because often now we're back to that accountability that comes with pain. We're back to somebody who perhaps brings up emotions or fights or arguments or anger. They bring up ways that you and they look at money differently, perhaps because of how you were raised or your history. It uncovers truths and values and priorities and how those can be different for two people. And it can often create a lot of friction. For single people, it can often be harder a different way. See, for them, they don't have that built-in accountability partner, for good or for bad. They actually have to be more deliberate than that and seek it out. They have to find a friend who is wiser with money, who's willing to give them mentorship and advice and spend time with them on this topic. That's a whole nother challenge as a single person. Now, in both cases, sometimes you can find outside help through a coach or a pastor or a counselor or a friend who can help provide some structure and rules to the conversation and allow for a more successful relationship or accountability situation. Oftentimes, having that third person in a marriage or that second person for a single person who comes in from outside, they're not emotionally connected to the money the same way you are. And so they can see things that you can't see, and they can say things that you can't say. They can look at the situation and they can go, I understand you want to go to Hawaii, but you really can't afford it. So accountability has to have some sort of structure when it comes to your money. If you're doing a spending plan and not reviewing it during the month, and I suggest at least weekly. If you're married, you sit down with your spouse. If you're single, you at least look at it yourself. And as often as you can, maybe twice a month, maybe once a month, you're actually doing it with your accountability partner. And you look at the budget and those sorts of things, sure. And you update your spending and you figure out, are you on track? And do you need to adjust anything? Has something come up? But you also should be looking forward at things like your calendar, looking at your goals and your values and your priorities. You should be spending time weekly holding yourself accountable to your money, to your time, to all of those things, to whether or not you're putting things in your life that line up with your calling and your values. You should be thinking about what may be coming up in the future and planning. You should have a set time and place for this. I found if you don't put it on the calendar and make an appointment with yourself and hold yourself accountable to that appointment, then it's harder to hold yourself accountable to money. It's real easy to constantly be putting it off till tomorrow until tomorrow never comes. It only takes 10 or 15 minutes to do this, to have a cup of coffee with yourself, to have a glass of tea or a hot tea or your beverage of choice, and take 15 minutes to look over your money in your life and begin to hold yourself accountable to that. I'll have a short guide up at inspiredstewardship.com/episode 15. And you could also sign up for our Stewardship of Treasures tips series there, which will have some tips towards this sort of budget meeting and how to budget as well. We're going to be covering that in a later episode, but I go into more depth and provide some forms as part of that tips series. So I encourage you to sign up over at inspiredstewardship.com/episode 15 if you think that will help you out. In the meantime, keep in mind, accountability is not a dirty word. It's something you have to build into your life if you really want to succeed with money. And honestly, if you really want to succeed with life, you've got to build accountability in if you really want to succeed with life. So what I'd encourage you to do is set up on your calendar for the next 3 months that weekly 15-minute accountability meeting with yourself or with your spouse or with your accountability partner so that you can review and hold yourself accountable to how you're spending. Do this, and thank you for listening. Thanks so much for joining us and listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app wherever you're listening to this podcast. Remember, ratings and reviews help others find this show and be inspired to become better stewards of their calling. Until next time, remember, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.